Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The word of God, which shall be the basis of our meditation this day, the Holy Spirit has caused to be written in the first epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians, as it was read a moment ago. In Christ Jesus, dear Christian friends. Almost 30 years ago, when I was pastor of a new congregation that was worshiping in a funeral home while our sanctuary was being built, I was hastily summoned by the president of our congregation during the closing hymn one Sunday morning and told that a phone call had been received from the pastor of one of our sister congregations, telling me that the 20-something-year-old brother of one of our members had been killed in a car accident the previous night and had been found Sunday morning. As happens from time to time in the parish, it was my sad duty to take this young family aside and tell them after church of this tragedy. In the weeks to come, I learned more about the accident. It seemed that the young man had been out with his friends drinking, and either fell asleep at the wheel or had his judgment impaired by alcohol and drove off the road to his death. Sometime later, probably around this time of the year, I preached on one of the eschatological pericopes of the season, and my member came to me the next day and asked for a copy of my sermon. Her mother, she told me, was still grieving mightily, not only because of the death of her son, but especially because of the circumstances surrounding his death. She feared he had lost his salvation because he was drunk at the time of his death. Though this was a family with roots sunk firmly in the Lutheran Church, like many people, there was a sense of thinking that if we die while sinning, we are lost, similar to Luther's obsession about getting to confession after every little sin he ever committed, lest he die with sin staining his soul. What was it that I said that struck home with this man's sister? It was something similar to that delightful nugget of gospel clarity that Paul tucks into this passage. For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. In the midst of exhorting the Thessalonians to be watchful and alert, he reminds them of their status. They are sons of light and sons of the day. And then a few verses later, he tells them, for God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. We are not only Christians between the times that we are sinning. We do not fall in and out of faith multitudes of times every day. God help us if that were the case, for we would have to choose the time of our death with great care. No, we are sons of light and sons of the day, living in a state of grace. Our Lord did not die for us only for the times when we are living externally righteous lives. What an odd thought that would be. It is precisely for our sins that he died, for those times when we are farthest from him, when the old man prevails in that constant struggle we wage in our lives. Though our sins be as scarlet, Isaiah reminds us, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Thank God that he is faithful, even when we are not. To those Thessalonians who are sons of light, and to us, Paul speaks, exhorting us to be alert and sober, arming ourselves with a breastplate of faith and love, with a hope of salvation as our helmet. Sons of light, sons of the day, those who live in the grace of Christ will seek to live in the light, not taking his grace for granted, thinking that because we are saved, we are free to live as we wish, for our sins are all forgiven, nor living in some kind of Gnostic illusion that we can do as we please when we have proper spiritual knowledge. No, we are to be alert, lest our sins drive us further and further from the cross until it becomes totally obscured and occluded by the pleasure of our flesh and of the world, and we finally lose that faith so graciously bestowed. For the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and none of us can tell the day nor the hour. But as you are alert, as you are watchful, as you are vigilant, never, ever forget who you are. Sons of light, sons of the day, sons of God, made his children and heirs of a wondrous salvation by holy baptism. That is your inheritance and the inheritance of the people you will serve. Treasure it, preach it, proclaim it again and again and again, so that there is no doubt but a certain hope that those who are simul justus et peccator, who die in Christ or live until his return, will obtain the crown of victory that he has promised. So Paul can conclude most heartily this little section by saying, therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.